Hey, Eric, the Freedom Screamer again. Back-to-back vlogs here. Buffalo's now under a curfew right through Sunday every night. Let's check it out.
Dealing with a global health pandemic where people have been in their homes for a long period of time. We're dealing with national unrest and people protesting in communities all across this country. We did not want to impose a curfew. We saw great peace on Sunday. We saw a tremendous response, people coming out to clean up, to help other people. So we made a conscious decision not to impose a curfew yesterday. I have been called by a number of people in the community. I've been called by Black parents, by white parents, by Hispanic parents who say that their children are scared right now. I want the members of the community to hear what I am saying. Children in our community of all backgrounds are scared. They're frightened by what's happening right now. So we are going to do everything in our power to protect our residents, to protect our businesses, and to protect this community. It does not include the National Guard. Governor Cuomo has provided us with state police resources.
Oh, lovely.
A significant presence of state police that are in the community right now. We thank the New York State Police for the work that they're doing in our community, and we thank Governor Cuomo and his office for being in constant communication with me and County Executive Mark Polenkaris.
Bear with us, folks. This is an update from Buffalo Mayor, the Commissioner of Police. They're extending a curfew through Sunday. I'll break this down in a minute.
I don't know if they're going to be charged yet or not. That I don't know.
We don't know if the agitators are going to be charged. So
investigated as of right now.
Follow that investigation, people. Let's find out who these agitators are. Often they work for the police. Why? Because did you hear what they just said? Thank you to the New York State Police. More love for the police. More military equipment. More roadblocks. More cameras on the police cars. More court.
As far as when the police were moving on,
police were moving.
Right.
They're talking about the SUV that drove into this crowd and drove into the police officers. We're going to talk about that in a second. They're asking details about who was moving which way when the car drove into the crowd. This is great.
Well, before that happened, they were moving them back from the precinct. As you know, the precinct was down the street, and they were being peppered with rocks and stuff. But they were moving them at that time from in front of the precinct. They were told maybe a half an hour ago that they would have to move after they, you know, was protesting quietly. But after that, they went, and the people that a lot of people that hung around were the ones who were agitating, throwing rocks at the police officers. So,
he's not answering the question about the car driving into the crowd.
Some of the people that were there for good reason to protest got caught up with the people that were throwing rocks at the police officers.
Reporters saying they were interviewing a man who had his hands up in the bush. He ran out of nowhere and tackled him while he was being interviewed peacefully.
Well, That's what we would have to look at, because as you're saying, we saw from the video that the police rushed him. That's something that we would have to look at to figure out why. I don't want to stand up here and say the reason why when I, right now, I don't know the reason why.
The media was being targeted by rubber bullets from the police. The reporter's saying what?
Captain Rinaldo, speak on that.
Amazing.
Because he knows more about the year reporter.
The reporter was hit, targeted by police rubber bullets.
So I did receive some phone calls this morning from various media outlets that a couple of different media members were struck with. It was not rubber bullets. Officers, both state police as well as Buffalo PD, was deploying a pepper ball. A lot of those rounds are inert, so they actually are just nothing more than a paintball. Unfortunately,
nothing more than a paintball.
And you start getting into a situation where police are dispersing the crowd. It's dark. You can't tell who is who.
Yes.
So people that exit, leave the area. People that don't, you have to disperse those people. Unfortunately, again, it's very difficult. Media members are not uniformed. Very difficult to try and ascertain who's media, who's there is no definition. So again, we try as hard as we can to make sure that members of the media have access to these events. But when situations like this unfold, when we're trying to disperse large crowds, there is the potential for media members to become part of the situation.
Yes, the reporter just said they were targeted.
It's covering it. We think it's important that they cover it. We think it's important
from
the community's perspective.
But
we also think it's important to show our response to these situations. You know, we pride ourselves on our professionalism and how we deal with these situations. They are so proud as I stand here today. But again, when situations like this unfold, I think it's important that the media respect what the police have to do and they remove themselves from those situations.
That's ridiculous. The reporter should not flee. The police should respect what the reporters are doing, not vice versa.
So this New York State Police are leading the investigation into the incident, not only the striking of our officer, but also the striking of their officer, who sustained more serious injuries than our officer. So first off, let me say our thoughts and prayers are with the minister.
Okay. It sounds like the people were defending themselves to me. The reporter just asked, and I apologize, people, for the crappy audio acoustics we got. I hope you're getting this, and I'm trying to, you know, kind of translate as we go on here, and we're listening to this live radio broadcast. This is the best way to get the information right now. The computer's constantly getting jammed up, black screen, white screen, 404 error, page not found, can't make the link, spinning little ball, unable to find server, blah, 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 blah. So getting over the radio is the best. I know it's sketchy on the static and all that. So the reporter just asked the commissioner of police and the mayor why reporters are being specifically targeted by rubber bullets when it's clear they're media. Don't give me this garbage. It's nighttime and it's a mayhem of battle and we just don't know who's who. You clearly can see what a mainstream news reporter with a high power spotlight and a news crew with them. They don't travel solo. There's usually a pair or a team of three. It's very clear. They all have credentials around their necks. They're very, with what happened the other day, I think it was in Atlanta and Minneapolis as well, with reporters saying, hey, I'm with WCCO. I'm a major photographer. I've got my credentials. Here's my credentials. That's my car. They slammed them to the ground. They could care less. The guy wasn't doing anything. They're just, the police have this sick mentality of just going out, banging heads, busting heads, and beating people up to show them who's boss. And that ain't going to fly in this country, because the police are losing the support of your typical middle America, white, middle class, God and country type of person who are sick and tired of the police dicking around with this coronavirus crackdown, and they've lost the support of their formerly supportive people. Like, I'm out, man. Police enemy. You better identify yourself. You come up to me. Is there an emergency? Then who gave you permission to speak to me? Get your supervisor here now, because it's going to be a long 6 months in and out of the witch's court. Plus, I'm going to initiate a complaint blitz where we're going to get 20, 30, 40 complaints filed against you as a trooper or a cop, and that's the end of your career, bro or miss. So I'm out. It's going to be legal confrontation if they try to force me into anything. I've had it. I'm sick and tired of it. The police started this, okay? Their ass-kicking mentality, their militarization of the police, their let's open fire, light them up, Minneapolis police. Make sure you do not ignore that video. Go watch it. Light them up, Minneapolis police. And the police are running down a pristine neighborhood where there's no rioting. People are sitting on their front porch, minding their own business, and the police screaming at them to go inside. And when they don't, the police open fire with paintball rounds that they were just describing that they used here on the reporter in Buffalo. Oh, it's just a paintball round. It's no big deal. It is a big deal. You get hit in the eyeball with one of those paintball rounds, and it could kill you. You could go blind. This is not a game. And if you can get the police to pull the trigger on a paintball round, you can get them to pull the trigger on a live ammo round.
Correct. Clearly, motives will be a very large factor in determining the appropriate charges, and that's what I spoke to Major Hall this morning. That's what the state police are working through now to determine exactly what the circumstances were that led up to that vehicle being driven into the crowd.
Vehicle driven into the crowd, again.
I don't know that. Honestly, I don't even have the addresses of the three people.
Oh, they don't have the addresses of the three people in the car. I'll bet they don't. They don't have the addresses of the three people that were in the car that ran into the crowd of people. How convenient. Are you kidding me? They can't pull punches in their database, those three addresses of those three people.
We saw members of our community who take strong positions and very peacefully assemble, as they have many times in the past. As this demonstration began to progress through the city, we saw more and more people from neighborhoods coming into the situation. So I cannot stand here today and tell you that it was outside people that were responsible for officers being struck last night, for bottles and rocks being thrown. We think, as we've said, this is now unfortunately for 3 days, that when you have large crowds assembled, it's very easy for somebody in the crowd to agitate a situation, and it starts the mob mentality. So I cannot, as I said, tell you definitively that yesterday's violence was caused by people from outside of the city. I can just tell you that it's been a continuation of what we've seen not only locally but nationally in terms of people that attend these events. Your best intention is to start a peaceful demonstration, a peaceful protest. What those organizers cannot control is who shows up to this, what their intentions may or may not be. And unfortunately, we saw it Saturday. Hopefully, we didn't see it Sunday. We didn't see it yesterday, but some people do attend these events with other intentions.
Reporters asking questions. I didn't catch it either. Let's see what the response is.
My recommendation is that people not try to protest every day. There is a real danger to the community.
Oh boy.
To the protesters.
Uh-oh.
Particularly as protests try to stretch into darkness of other things taking hold, of looting, of people trying to set fire.
Okay, this is why they want the violent protest, because now they can say, don't go protest at all.
Trying to protect their property. Some store owners who are licensed gun owners trying to protect the property that they've worked for. I am recommending to people that they have to use their heads right now. There is a lot of heat. There is a lot of passion. There is a lot of frustration. There are a lot of things that are frustrating people. There's a lot of fear out there. Protest with a purpose and peacefully. If you don't have a purpose to protest, if you don't have a message to protest with, stay home. And so to protect our community, our businesses, our residents, we are imposing a curfew. I'm imposing a curfew starting at 8 p.m. tonight going through 5 a.m. in the morning through and including Sunday.
You hear this guy? You don't have a reason to protest anymore. Stay home. How convenient. There is a reason to protest. The other three officers have not been charged, and they were co-conspirators in the death of George Floyd.
Police are well-trained in dealing with these situations. We've had many instances where we have had to impose driving bans because of snowy weather. So police are used to dealing with this. They will be reasonable. They will be able to determine who's essential and who's not essential, and we have a plan for how to address it.
The police are going to determine now who's essential and who's not. I wonder where that's going to go. The Press Institute reporters encouraging more National Guard.
We will have a meeting with our police department leadership, myself, and state law enforcement leadership today to look at additional planning needs. But our number one priority is not to over-police our community, to over-police our city, and at the same time make sure that people are safe, that property is safe, and that people who are peacefully protesting are safe. But my recommendation is to give it a pause. People do not need to protest every day.
Bullshit.
We get it. We feel it. I can tell the black community that even as a black man who happens to be mayor, or a mayor who happens to be black, I feel the sting and pain of racism every single day myself. I deal with it every single day.
Well, yeah, he's part of the problem, not the solution.
About his experiences and what he feels. So we understand the pain that people feel.
Yeah, I'll bet they do. Try walking in our shoes and being under the boot of the police all your life. Property seizures, drug wars, kicking in, patriots, white people, mothers all over the country being locked up because the judge didn't like them. Woman in California getting locked up because she wouldn't take medications the judge was ordering her to take without a psychiatric evaluation. People having their pets killed. Cops invading the wrong houses and never making good for it. Killing people in the press. I could go on and on and on for years about the atrocities of the out-of-control police state initiated by the drug war and all these military people who are infiltrating positions of government, police, and many other agencies as well.
Do not protest unnecessarily. Your messages have gotten out. Do not protest after dark. And do not let outsiders, do not let opportunists, do not let criminals cloud the message that has been put out that people want an end to police brutality and people want an end to racial injustice.
How about an end to the drug war and the end to property seizure? Okay, so that's that. I'm going to sign off now. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for bearing with me on the crappy technology, but that was just a flip-top phone picking up the live radio. Buffalo's going to be under a curfew now every night through Sunday from, I think they said, 8 at night till 5 in the morning. Then the police are going to be trolling around just deciding who's essential and who's not. And, of course, how convenient the mayor is saying, please don't protest. Give it a pause. Stay home. We got your message. Everything's fine. We get it. We're going to fix everything. Yep. Go back to sleep, American people. Don't protest anymore. How convenient. Don't protest anymore. Give it a pause. We got your message. I don't think they did. There's three killer cops that are still walking around free that were on George Floyd with the cop that was on his neck. There were three in the video I saw. One cop on his neck, one cop on his back kneeling, and one cop kneeling on the victim's legs. Three cops were kneeling on this guy while he was in custody, cuffed already. So those other three and one standing guard duty, making sure a good person didn't come over and body slam those idiots killing that guy. and or come up with a baseball bat and start kicking ass and taking names, come what may. The police aren't immune. They don't have license to be murderers. What is this? What is this cowardly submission that people are think they're so scared of authority that they're going to stand around and watch authority figures kill an innocent man right before their very eyes? A good thing I wasn't there, because there would have been. I won't even say it. So anyway, fighting back is essential. The police have lost all their standing and all their righteousness. Now they want us to come running to them to be our saviors and put down the riots. People need to arm themselves and put down the riots themselves, protect their own community, their own neighborhood, their own street, their own family, their own house, in conjunction with like-minded people in your area. That's what the sheriff's posse is, and it's legal and lawful, and it would bring the people much closer to a stable, for better lack of a better word, you know, orderly mentality. But we have to be careful that orderly mentality isn't orchestrated by the very corrupt governmental entities that want the protest to stop. That's why they want the violence, to make the protest go away. More violence, less protest. So the people, the police, wanting less protest, certainly would want more violence, would they not? Derek the Freedom Screamer, catch you on the rebound.